If you were worried about whether Santa was any danger this holiday season because of COVID, we've got some great news, Raven.
Oh, okay. What's that?
It's Anna and Raven. Dr. Fauci came out and he said this about Santa Claus.
Santa is exempt from this because Santa, among all the good qualities, has a lot of good innate immunity. So Santa's not going to be spreading any infections to anybody.
Santa's good.
Why is Dr. Fauci talking to me through an intercom and an airlock in space?
Well, no, he's in the North Pole. He was literally checking on Santa Claus in the North Pole in the elves' workshop.
Give me just a sliver of that one more time, please.
Santa is
exempt. No, stop right there. Santa. I mean, he sounds like...
he's in the North Pole.
Yeah, he sounds like he's in Darth Vader's mask is what he sounds like he's in right now. I mean, in the North Pole, they have the worst ham radios ever built, I guess.
That's
terrible.
You're missing the whole point of
this. HAL 2000. Okay, what's the point, Mayor?
Santa is good.
I can't take you seriously if you're going to play that.
All right.
All right. So Santa's fine.
Santa's fine. He said, but the big thing is that he called it innate immunity because he's so pure and good on the inside.
Okay.
So now people want Santa's, DNA,
they want his
blood.
Juice.
They want his blood.
I think that we can inject it, right? If we just inject it, then we should be fine. Studies say injections of Santa juice will be fine. Capture that guy.
So, we're all good when it comes to Santa Claus. But I've got a bigger issue with who showed up at my house on Friday.
Who's that?
I don't know if anybody else has this. And I wasn't sure he was going to come or not because, COVID, it's a weird year.
Weird year.
He had no mask. He didn't quarantine.
Oh,
he
boy.
Definitely didn't show up with a negative test before he boarded his sled.
Kind of does whatever he wants.
Elf on a Shelf.
Back.
Mr. Friendly is back. Mr. Friendly is our Elf on a Shelf. And this guy, I mean, he has... some guts to show up without no mask, nothing. We go downstairs and I'm like, oh my gosh, he's here. He's right on top of the mantle. And Hayden, my daughter, says to me, is he all right? Should we stay? And I'm like, no. Well, it's a
right.
Good
Should
thing.
We stay back?
We're 6 feet away. I go, well, social distancing anyway. You always have to social distance from the elf because you can't touch him. Otherwise, he loses his magical powers.
Everybody knows that. Some people like to get rather close.
Yeah. But I told her we had to stay 6 feet away from him, mostly because we don't know where he's been exposed.
Right.
So there's.
Right.
There's that.
Right. Right. Yeah. Right. Right. I mean, I know they're mad at him at the White House, but is he in a hole? Is he in a mine? Where is Dr. Fauci?
I bet you.
Let's get him a cell phone.
The North Pole is the only place that we can travel to without quarantining in the tri-state area. It's not on the list.